All right, welcome back to it on a Friday. Alex, anything there? Weird. At any rate, it's the 22nd of November. Of course, on this date in 1963, in Daley Plaza in Dallas, the President of the United States was shot and killed. By whom? I don't know. But I touched the desk on Tuesday that he sat at, the Resolute desk, because I was in the Oval Office. And so that is a pretty big week for yours truly. Joining me, another guy who's been in the Oval Office more than me, Congressman Tim Walberg of Michigan's 7th Congressional District. Congressman, welcome back.
Hey, it's good to be back with you, and congratulations to have the opportunity to go to the seat of the power.
Yeah, it was a fascinating day. Went to the cabinet meeting as well at the invitation of the president. So that doesn't happen every Tuesday, but it was a good Tuesday, I'll tell you that. Let me ask you something.
The next thing I'll hear is that you're going to be impeached.
Well, you know, I could be. You know, I was there. I was probably – I overheard a phone call while I was there. Never mind. The fact of the matter is this. A new report out on the Horowitz report that's coming out on December the 9th, at least one FBI lawyer falsifying FISA documents. We know that now. As little bits and pieces are starting to come out. I give Horowitz credit. No real leaks. No real leaks from the John Durham investigation either. But what do you see here? I mean, the Democrats have a partisan impeachment effort underway. It's weak. And then I see FBI lawyers falsifying FISA documents. What do you make of it, Congressman?
Again, this is a clear evidence that there is a deep state working with the Democrat Party in Washington. And I'm going to say this, and it'll sound more blatant partisan than you've probably ever heard me, because I finally come to the fact that it has to be told that this is a deep state attempt to nullify the vote of the people in the United States in 2016 that selected Donald Trump as president. They never thought it would happen. And now they want to make sure that it doesn't go any further, including stopping this president in his tracks so they can't be reelected in 2020. It's a terrifying instance in the history of this country. And I think, thankfully, we have a guy like Horowitz and Durham who have done an investigation that I think will show the American people beyond a reasonable doubt that there has been illegalities undertaken in such a way to do whatever is necessary to nullify the United States citizen voter population from achieving what they wanted to achieve in 2020.
I think the hottest ticket, Congressman, hotter than Willy Wonka's tickets, will be the tickets for people like Alyssa Slotkin that want to vote no on impeachment because they know how weak it is. And new polling out of Wisconsin showing President Trump beating every leading Democrat. New polling from Emerson today showing President Trump leading every leading Democrat in the country. The polling numbers are turning sour on the Democrats. So for people like Alyssa Slotkin, if it comes to a vote and Adam Schiff is demanding that they vote for impeachment, the hottest ticket in town will be people that get permission from Nancy Pelosi to vote no that are Democrats. Do you agree with that?
It sure will be. I think for any of them, because what the American people, the very few that actually watched this last week, and that's too bad, because the entire deep state media that's out there, and we'll call them that, the fake news, planned all of the headlines in such a way that it didn't tell the truth, because if you remember Sondeman, the key witness, he was going to tell it all. This was Trump's appointment, Trump's friend, big donor, all of that. In his opening statement, penned by his four attorneys, who are all Democrat contributors, big Democrat contributors, left out the key information that he himself didn't hear the president offer any bribe, any extortion, any quid pro quo. In fact, the president said just the opposite under cross-examination. Sondeman finally had to admit that the president said these words, "I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. Tell President Zelensky to do the right thing."
Exactly.
I mean, that's it. And
that's
and
it.
The press conference held by Chairman Schiff was done before any of this statement was made, so that he didn't have to do a press conference and answer those questions. And, of course, the media didn't want to ask him that question either.
Tell me the truth. It's got to be hard if you get on an elevator with Adam Schiff or one of these folks. I mean, you must have better self-control than I would. Because I couldn't help but tell the guy what I would think if I were in your position, going, this is an absolute joke, and you're tearing America apart for this, well, everything you just said, Congressman. It would be very difficult for me. I don't know how you remain so polite.
Well, his office is four offices down from mine, and I walk past his office every morning, every afternoon, every evening. And you're right, on elevators and in hallways when I've been with him, it has been very difficult, and in most cases, we just stare at each other, and I say nothing. It would be worthless, because this guy is an absolute fake and an absolute liar. And that's, I hope, what the American people have watched last week, have seen, and to see Devin Nunes, who you know as well,
right,
have control of himself, but still state the truth, including one of his closing comments last week, and now, folks, send your children to bed or turn down the TV. It's time for story time. That's all it's been, and it's at the hurt of this wonderful country. And there will be Thanksgiving dinners this coming week,
right,
where there will be fights at the table, and it shouldn't be that way in the United States of America.
Yeah. Nancy Pelosi said yesterday, you are in denial and refuse to uphold your oath to the Constitution. I'll give you 20 seconds on Nancy for your closing thought.
Well, Nancy has lost control of her conference. I don't relish her position at all.
No, I would not either. I suppose
you've got the crazies that are running this conference now,
yeah,
and trying to deep six the great country of the United States and perform a coup on the president that the people elected.
There you go. Congressman Tim Walberg, if we don't speak again, happy Thanksgiving, my friend. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and all
yours.
To you
as well.
All right, my friend. Tim Walberg, everybody. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
Your local FS is member-owned. And that means when you buy our flagship brands like FS Envision and FS HiSoy, you're actually buying seed from yourself. And you wouldn't sell yourself anything but the best, would you? In field after field, FS brands are out-yielding the competition. Talk to your local FS crop specialist about Envision corn or HiSoy soybean seed today. At harvest, you'll be glad you did. Envision and HiSoy are available exclusively at your local FS member company.